11.1, Acknowledge, Witness, Modify. Please take a moment to watch the short video and then take the video quiz. 11.1.1, Attitude. Your attitude or state of mind affects your behavior when you drive. Have you ever been on the highway and the vehicle in front of you is weaving in and out of traffic? He doesn't realize his behavior and attitude is probably creating a lot of angry and aggressive reactions from other drivers. He's impaired and is unaware he has a problem. Driving when impaired is a deadly choice, and denial may be the greatest impairment of all because it eliminates choices. People don't even realize how their actions are affecting the driving community. Most people don't care when they're driving impaired. What is aggressive driving? It is the operation of a vehicle in a manner that endangers or is likely to endanger persons or property. It's a dangerous habit that falls into three categories. 1. Lack of courtesy. 2. Breaking the rules. 3. Angry driving. What makes you aggressive while driving? Someone slowing you down, breaking the rules, anger directed at you, someone taking your parking space, endangerment, cutting you off, tailgating, fender bender. People you see weaving in and out of traffic, how impaired are they? Are they aggressive drivers? Do you like sharing the road with them? Well, they would probably deny they were driving impaired too, even if they crashed into you. Do you drive aggressively? At one time or another, we are all aggressive drivers. The first step in solving the problem is to realize you may be part of it. Acknowledge, witness, and modify your behavior. 11.1.2. What are impairments? Alcohol is one. Even small amounts of alcohol can affect your ability to react and respond. How about medication and other drugs? All kinds of medications can alter the chemistry of the brain and slow your reaction time and response time, and when you're driving, a few seconds can make a life-changing, life-taking difference. Even some over-the-counter medications can impair your ability to drive a car. That's why they come with warnings on the label. But denial is the impaired kind of thinking that says, "This doesn't apply to me." Everyday life can have a negative effect on your driving abilities. Work, school, an argument with a friend, the kids, traffic, all these things at times can promote stress. When you're in that state of mind and you can't think clearly because you are stressed out, it's dangerous to drive. It's as dangerous as getting behind the wheel when you're impaired from alcohol or other drugs. When emotions are running high, think twice before getting behind the wheel of your car. Please watch this next video and take the video quiz.